That's going to do it for the show today. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in and hanging out. Miss Georgia Peach, Don't Stay Away, from her great new album, Aloha from Kentucky. A lot of cool covers on there. That's an original one, though. Yeah. Shannon McNally, before that, from her great Waylon Jennings tribute album, The Waylon Sessions. We heard I'm a Ramblin' Man. And John Doe, our guest from last week. We heard Down South. All right. Now... Oh, wait, it's WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Now, those four words you've been waiting all afternoon for. Jim Price is next.
Hi, it's Jim Price, and today I've been asked to talk about the current storm that's hitting the area. Now, how do you stay safe? Well, number one, look for signs that your home appliances have gotten wet. Number two, always shelter in spades. Save your heart the stress of long lines and exposure, isolation, and, well, in other words, don't leave the shelter of friends. Stay in the tunnel. Lastly, don't believe the trauma is yours. Your neighbors should suffer first. Don't let the doghouse burn. That's number two. Or is that number three? Number three is don't let the dog burn. No, keep the dog where he is inside the house safe. That's number five or four. Well, the clock on the wall says, hi, how are you? At this time, I'd like you to stay safe and stay standing, because up next, filling in for Olivia, is the Blind Tourist with Adrian.
Calculations indicate this is the year. It's locked in for 2011. So I don't understand why nothing has happened yet.
Become the first country in the world to shut down national broadcasts on its FM radio network. From now on, all the state broadcasters' radio programs can only be heard via DAB, or digital audio broadcasting. The Scandinavian country made the final switch to DAB on Thursday, when the last FM signal was switched off in the counties of Troms and Finnmark.
that's really our question. Where is all of this heading? What does it mean?
To get the country working forward. I see that they need to try to go ahead and work out a $7 or $8 trillion cut on the debt, which Tom Coburn gave them a book to and come up with $1 trillion or $1.5 trillion, and it's not stimulus. They need to reinvest in American jobs. I come from Greenville, South Carolina.
Midtown Manhattan in Times Square, and it did spread globally. One of the photographs that we showed you earlier, this from Taipei, Taiwan, as demonstrators there marched throughout the city. And Monty has this point on our Twitter page saying those holding economic power could have maintained the grip on it if they decided to share. The implosion will make their money worthless. Nick is joining us from Inverness, Florida. Good morning. Welcome to the conversation, Nick. Independent Line.
Good morning, and thank you for C-SPAN. Boy, you know, that last caller is part of the reason why I think this whole demonstration is going on. His information is clearly, you know, that message which is being put out by News Corp through Fox News.
Good afternoon. I'm filling in for Olivia. My name's Adrian. Maybe you don't know Olivia. Maybe it's all the same to you. Doesn't matter much, does it? I used to sit in this chair every week, Thursdays from 6 to 7 p.m. Maybe it was 7 to 8. It's hard to keep track of these things after a while. I did a little travel show called The Blind Tourist, collage number, your basic frantic medley of pop music and field recordings. Nothing spectacular, but it was my little hour every week. A good excuse to think, to lose myself in a kind of endless archive of other people's travel stories and videos. I learned a lot during that time, like how half of the terrestrial radio stations that also have online feeds are some kind of religious organization, or how, like, Norway is eliminating the FM-transmitted radio signal altogether. You know, I'm not an information person, so it's amazing I can even come up with those things. I don't retain it. Specifics all pool together in my head like a thick soup. Indistinguishable ingredients. That's fine with me. Sometimes I think information has a way of sticking in my brain like ravioli. It all bakes together into something else entirely, some other kind of idea. But good luck separating the tomatoes from the cheese. I get tired when someone starts telling me something, especially something full of facts, new things they learn, new information. I only hear what I want to hear from it. I take in the bits that will taste good in the ravioli, so to speak. Anyway, for the next couple hours, I want to present you with a story that has a surprising lack of credible information. I think it all starts about 10 years ago. It's when I started hallucinating at night. Small stuff. I'd wake up and see what looked like half a spider on the wall, or there'd be a cat in the room with me. Mind you, I didn't have a cat. Sometimes I see cartoons in the trees outside of my window, or in the shadows on my wall. I lived in Chicago at the time, in an apartment behind the Congress Theater, an apartment that looked like a little house that had fallen on top of a pizza place. To get inside, you had to walk through the pizza kitchen. It was a big place, the apartment, but my bedroom was barely big enough for a full-size bed and a small dresser. I paid $300 a month, worked at a urology office during the day. The window in my bedroom was above the dumpsters, and I could look out above them, down the alley, at all the dumpsters down the block. Sometimes I'd see a fat little white dog walking around by the dumpsters next door. It lived in the pawn shop beside the laundromat. I liked that dog. I liked that apartment. I felt connected to that apartment. Like it knew me somehow. Like it breathed with me, or maybe it was me that was breathing with the apartment. It's hard to know. A lot of time between me and that apartment now. My bedroom